From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's a tense standoff at Pakistan's military headquarters where militant gunmen are holding up to 15 people hostage. The insurgents stormed the complex in broad daylight today, killing at least six people. The BBC's Ali McBool has the latest.
Well, it's an ongoing situation. We've heard that there's been sporadic gunfire in the last couple of hours and that hostage takers, the army is saying around four to five of them, are still holding between 10 and 15 army personnel hostage within the army compound. So it's an operation which the army is carrying out now to try and get them rescued, but it's ongoing.
The BBC's Ali McBool reporting. The foreign ministers of Turkey and Armenia signed a landmark peace accord today in Zurich, ending decades of hostile relations. The pact reestablishes diplomatic ties and opens the border they share. The signing ceremony was nearly derailed by some last-minute disagreements, but Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Swiss mediators intervened to help iron out the snags. President Obama speaks tonight at a fundraising dinner for the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest gay rights group. The talk comes on the eve of a major gay rights rally in the nation's capital. NPR's Allison Keyes reports an openly gay congressman is calling that demonstration a waste of time.
Demonstrators coming to tomorrow's National Equality March on Washington want one thing: equal legal protection for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. But Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank says lawmakers respond better to lobbying, not demonstrations.
Somebody said, do you think people on the mall are going to be putting pressure on Congress? I said, no, the only thing they're going to be putting pressure on is the grass.
But one of the march's organizers, Tanner Effinger, says the demonstration tomorrow is only the beginning of a nationwide lobbying effort.
We're done waiting for our full federal equality. We don't want crumbs anymore. And we'll settle for nothing less.
President Obama and Congress have been criticized by some for not moving fast enough to end discrimination based on sexual orientation. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A registered nurse has asked a judge in New York to block that state's requirement that all health care workers there be vaccinated against the H1N1 swine flu and seasonal flu. The State Nurses Association has encouraged its members to get vaccinated voluntarily, but the group opposes mandatory immunizations, even for health care workers. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says the swine flu is already having a significant impact in the U.S., especially among young people.
The number of children that have died from the flu already is almost as much as an entire average flu season. And we just had 19 deaths among children, tragically, just this past week associated with the H1N1 flu.
Fauci was on NBC's Today Show. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the swine flu outbreak has now spread to 37 states. This is NPR News. French troops fired on pirates in the Indian Ocean today to keep them from seizing two French-flagged fishing boats. Then Coast Guard vessels from the Seychelles chased and captured the two boats and 11 men suspected of involvement in the failed attack. France's government has been positioning troops aboard fishing vessels to protect them from gangs of Somali pirates. The status of President Obama's nominee for U.S. Surgeon General remains in limbo. The Senate Health Committee approved Alabama physician Regina Benjamin in a voice vote this week, but it's not known when the full Senate will hold a final vote to confirm her for that position. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports.
Republican leaders in the Senate are vowing to block the confirmation of Dr. Regina Benjamin as Surgeon General. This follows an order by the Department of Health and Human Services to keep insurance companies from lobbying their policyholders on Medicare about health care reform. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and seven GOP colleagues are banding together to oppose the gag order. Their plan is to use parliamentary procedures to slow the confirmation of President Obama's health-related nominees. Dr. Regina Benjamin gained national attention for 20 years of work providing health care for the working poor in southern Alabama. During her confirmation process, she admitted to working as an intern for the CIA and as an advisor for food processor ConAgra. Still, the Senate Health Committee lauded her work, calling her a medical trailblazer. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
Two small planes have collided in midair over central Louisiana today. The Federal Aviation Administration says two people were killed and two others were injured. The FAA says the aircraft crashed in the woods near a popular recreation area where boat races were scheduled today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.